with you this time.
We're happy to have you again.
My words this time will be short, because I wish to work with this instrument at this time. But before that, I will answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Also would say to you, my dear friends, that I hope that you have considered what I said to you some little time ago about the subtle energy changes which were taking place around you, each and every one of you. And that could be a topic of discussion amongst yourselves whilst I work quietly this time.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Do we have any questions?
You have another question, Dolly? I have
a question, Sonia, about soulmates.
Yes.
If you could explain to me whether it's possible to know who your soulmates are in this incarnation, you know, with the life that you live now, and whether you connect with them and whether you ultimately end up with them, when you're aware of who your soulmates are, or you have a feeling that that's who they are?
Yes. You must be just a little careful when you say soulmates, as if there are a group. A true soulmate does not come in every lifetime. But I would say to you that you would be aware in an instant if you were to meet your soulmate in this particular lifetime. Because that spiritual attraction is so strong that no man could keep you apart if that is your desire. But remember that soulmates can be anyone who enters your life. It can be a child, someone of the opposite gender, or sisters or brothers, or anyone who coexists in this life. I believe and I know that soulmates always have a very strong bond. And I am sure that the group will inform you of my words about soulmates, which is now written down and is on one of your what do you term, discs, yes.
I was going to say, the CD-ROM disk has an index, and
yes,
Soulmates is an item in the index.
Yes, it will help to explain further for you the meaning, the true meaning of soulmate. Because you see, in this world, soulmate is used to express meetings with other people, when in fact they are not soulmates. So I suggest, my dear friends, that you help our dear lady friend by issuing my words for her.
Yes.
Rather than I continue with words at this time.
Yes, she has a copy of the disc to work through, in fact.
Yes.
But that will take some time.
Yes. But I hope it will be helpful to you.
Thank you.
So it's very unlikely that we meet a soulmate in our lifetimes.
Not unlikely, but do not assume that you will always meet your true soulmate. Unfortunately, mankind is too quick to assume people are soulmates.
Yes, I know you mean.
When indeed they are but acquaintances or people who have planned to come into their existence in this lifetime.
Thank you. Could I ask a question about the nature of spirit?
Yes.
We are familiar with the material world and the way we are all separated by space. In spirit, although there is a oneness, there is still, there are still individual entities, if I could put it like that.
Yes.
There are soul bodies, there are angels, and light beings, and ones such as yourself. So I'm reasoning that there is a form of separation which does not involve space. Perhaps this involves frequency, but I'm assuming that there are other means of achieving individual entity apart from space.
Yes, you are.
Have I made myself
speaking
clear?
About separateness.
Yes.
Yes. The problem, my dear friend, comes when you use the word space. Of course, it is a physical word.
Yes.
But I fully understand what you are trying to say. And yes, unlike existence here on this planet or any other planet where man coexists in one space, in our world there are many graduations of time, and I will continue to use the word space for your benefit. But in fact, all is dealt with thought, and That is a separateness that exists in our world.
Are you saying thought itself has its own separateness?
Yes.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. I'm beginning to get that.
It's not an easy subject to explain, but as you continue in the world of spirits, you know full well that identities and bodies, if that is the correct phrase, need to be used. And all is a thought connection.
Yes.
And in the same way, that thought can in an instant transport you to wherever you wish or so desire to go, so too can that thought keep you as separate.
Yes,
I prefer to use separateness.
And we can think of thought as energy or a special form of energy, perhaps.
It is energy. It is not a special form. It is part of all that is natural.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I began by thinking that even in the physical world, we have radio and TV and sound all occupying the same space, so space is not essential to separation.
No, of course not. When you look at it from a physical viewpoint, that is a good analogy. Yes.
Right, thank you.
So, I hope you now use your thought a little more correctly.
Thank you, that does help to clarify, yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Samrit, last week you said, you talked about the physical mind. I was under the impression that the mind was spiritual and the brain was physical.
Yes. Yes. It was just a misuse of the words, which can happen. Of course, the mind belongs to spirit.
Yes.
And the mind, if you like, in physical terms, is called the brain.
Okay.
I apologize if I confused you.
No, that's okay. That's
well, yes, and again, would I be correct in thinking that a tiny part of mind is more or less fixed to brain, so that tempts us to think of that tiny part as physical?
Well, you cannot separate the spiritual and the physical.
Hmm.
They have to intermingle.
Yes.
They coexist as one.
Yes.
But it is only when the physical overcoat has outgrown its use that the spiritual mind then moves forward.
It then becomes totally free.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Again, it is a separateness.
Yes.
You see the connection there.
Thank you. That does help.
You did say, Sanamat, that by the end of this year we would all notice a difference. I forget the word you used.
Sort of like metamorphosis.
That's the word. Good word. I had to look it up. Would we notice this difference? Would we actually notice?
You should become aware of any change within yourselves. Do not look for physical change, although that also can happen at the same time. As I have said, the physical and the spiritual have to coexist. One cannot exist without the other. But yes, I hope that you would recognize within yourselves that change.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I wonder if it might also show in our communication with others and attraction between ourselves and others.
Yes, that would be the purpose of any change, any unfoldment that you may have, in order that spiritually you go forward.
Okay.
Because what you do not wish to do is to stay at one level. All is available to you. All spiritual power and gifts of spirit are within. But although I can come to you and tell you what you are capable of, I cannot do it for you. That, my dear friends, is up to each and every one of you. You understand?
Yes.
But, of course, we bring the opportunities to you. And it is up to you to use that spiritual awareness at all times to put to one side all fear and all negativity and to go forward with your lives.
Yes, we are all so blessed with your teaching. And last time there was one from Spirit who followed you, and he spoke of how your being and teaching, shall I say, presented itself to him in spirit, and it sounded truly wonderful. He was obviously sensing energies and sound and light of which we are not aware ourselves, sadly. But
yes,
it sounded a wonderful description.
I have to say, my dear friend, that I am most humbled when I hear words such as those you have just used. Of course, I come to you on a mission of truth and love. And I have not always explained to you fully what this communication means and how difficult at times it can become. But that is of no consequence for you. But to hear words as you have used them, I am indeed most humbled.
Well, it just goes to show how these words are appreciated by not just ourselves here, but those in spirit as well.
Yes.
And that is a lovely realization for us.
Yes. Yes. If only you could see the enthusiasm that is shown when the opportunity to learn is given to many of these souls. It is a wondrous sight at times to see such joy.
Is the learning in spirit by thought, or is it by reading books, or by what method?
It depends to where you are at a certain times. Of course, there are available to you many halls of learning, which anyone can go to. And there we have the most beautiful books with all knowledge within. But as you progress through spirit, it is a different way of learning. Sometimes words are unnecessary, but for some they like to hear spoken words because that is what has always brought comfort to them. And spirit is a place of whatever you need or want is available to you.
Just one little thing. You did say when you're in spirit, you communicated in thought, I thought.
Yes.
And suddenly I felt that it must have felt that I felt lonely. But I hope I'm wrong on that, and you're not lonely in spirit.
My dear friend, that is a word that is never used in our world. You cannot be lonely when you are surrounded by great love and beauty. In a sense, you are a little fearful of the unknown. But let me reassure you that as great joy is within your world when a child is born, that also happens in our world when you are reborn into that home from which you came.
Yeah.
You are surrounded by love. You are never alone at any stage.
Oh, beautiful.
Sarah, going back to the mind, thought and mind, when the mind is released from the physical brain, body, whatever, that goes into spirit and that is your thought, am I right?
Yes.
So when a baby is born, or when and they then have a physical brain and they have their mind again, this mind that comes, is that sort of the spirit that comes with you? I'm just a little confused on that.
You are seeing mind and spirit separately, when in fact it is not.
Yeah.
Mind is spirit.
Yes.
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 Try to focus and it will seem less confusing.
Yes, that's thank you.
Now I feel that for this time continue to work with this instrument and allow the rest of your evening to continue.
Yes, thank you once again.
Thank you so much.
And as I leave you, my dear friends, we ask and give thanks for all that we receive.